The report finds New York State has the greatest difference between the richest and poorest citizens in the nation, with New York City at the epicenter, partly due to the higher-than-average salaries of Wall Street workers. The author of the study, Fiscal Policy Institute's James Parrott, says a trend that's existed for several years has worsened with the recession, and he says that's troubling.
We should be worried because what we're seeing now is the historically weakest recovery in the post-World War II period. This recovery from the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009 is weaker than any of the seven or eight prior recoveries since 1945.
And Parrott says New York's economy was based on a shaky foundation with the housing bubble and related boom before the current recession. Fiscal Policy Institute, which is funded by unions and other progressive-leaning groups, also documents the continuing relative decline of wages in the middle class over the past several decades. The median income for New Yorkers, when the higher salaries of Wall Street are taken out, is around $63,000 a year. The report estimates that if growth of middle-class incomes had continued over the past three decades at the same rate as they did from World War II until around 1980, then New York's median income would be closer to $75,000 or $80,000 a year.
We no longer have sort of a growing middle class with rising living standards, as we did in this country for 30 years after World War II. That's when the middle class was expanding and living standards were rising. Things were getting better for people at the top also. That changed around the late 1970s, early 1980s, and we've seen sort of a steady upward climb in the income concentration at the top.
Those on the bottom rungs of the economic ladder are stagnating, the report finds. The state's overall poverty rate is unchanged since 1980, but poverty has been increasing in upstate cities like Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse as people with any wealth have moved to the suburbs. 50% of children in those cities now live below the federal poverty level, says Parrott.
I mean, it's really half of all children in the upstate cities themselves are living in poverty. And, you know, that's pretty horrendous, even in a national context, for cities of any size to have that degree of poverty.
The Fiscal Policy Institute report recommends one key policy change that could help the poorest families, raising the minimum wage.
If we were able to do something about the low-wage labor market to raise the minimum wage in New York, that would be a significant step in the right direction.
The union finance think tank also recommends, not surprisingly, that collective bargaining should be strengthened, as well as other worker rights, to enable negotiations for higher wages. They do not, however, want to change the state's tax structure to impose additional taxes on the wealthy at this time. Governor Cuomo and the legislature have already extended an income tax surcharge on millionaires. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.